This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
Less than a week until the deadline for a government spending bill to be adopted to avert a partial government shutdown, and President Trump is still threatening to let the government shut down if he doesn't get $5 billion for the border wall he's called for. And Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he's on the president's side.
We need to stand firm and get that done, and I do think, contrary to what Pelosi has said, I do think there are the votes in the House to get that done. I just hope our leadership puts that bill on the floor, the full $5 billion for the wall.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Former FBI Director James Comey, currently behind closed doors, being questioned again about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. Comey didn't respond to shouted questions as he arrived on Capitol Hill a short time ago. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Reaction continues to roll in after a judge rules on Friday that Obamacare, as it currently stands, is unconstitutional. A report now from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be, to come up with a replacement plan that protects pre-existing conditions.
President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
I believe that's the likeliest outcome because Obamacare has always been unconstitutional.
Police in Colorado finishing the search of a piece of land for a mother who disappeared on Thanksgiving. They were looking for Kelsey Barrett on 35 acres owned by her fiancé. Barrett last seen in public at a Safeway on November 22nd. Her fiancé, the last known person to see her in person. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Utah couple facing charges after being arrested on allegations of repeatedly waterboarding their 9-year-old daughter. Police in Provo say Joseph and Ilaria Mitchell would tie the girl's hands behind her back before sitting her back with a towel over her face and pouring water over it. Police say the parents also physically abused the girl in other ways, including physical beatings. Well, gasoline prices continue to be low this week, as we hear from John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon. Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present for motorists.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. And the news is even better. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill up here in America was about 7 cents more expensive.
I'm John Clemens.
And Saturday Night Live comedian Pete Davidson has seemingly deleted his Instagram account after a rather dark post over the weekend. He posted he didn't want to be on this earth anymore. Davidson has been fairly open about his mental health struggles since joining SNL. He's been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder and often uses that in his material on the show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bill Martinez live.
I can't hide, no, I can't keep quiet. It's like my heart's on fire, and I can't get over it, can't get control.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And this is a conversation that has been bittersweet because it is a time to talk about a friend who's been on the show many times, I'd say almost from the very beginning of Bill Martinez Live. And I'm talking about Dr. Herb London. Some of you have written and said, you know, what happened? We haven't heard from Herb in a while, and we knew there in the last several months he was not feeling well. His robust voice was starting to lose, you know, some of its force. His passion still remained. His intellect was still there, and we knew that his health was failing. But I didn't understand it directly until I read our next guest's article about Herb London, Roy Murdoch, who is a writer for the National Review. You know, been around for a long time, DeRoy. Your credentials and background are absolutely stellar. And for you to write about our mutual friend, Herb London, I got to tell you, it touched me deeply. And I've been looking forward to this opportunity to have you on the show so that we could give honor to a mutual dear friend.
Well, Bill, thanks for the opportunity to be with you and also share with you and your listeners my memories of a wonderful man, one of my closest friends. Somebody who I met a week or two weeks after I moved to New York City. So he is completely, in my mind, synonymous with New York City in my 31 years here. He's a great, great loss and a great friend, and I'm just lucky to have been someone who knew him as well as I did for as long as I did.
Well, this year has been quite costly when it comes to the conservative movement. We've lost some giants, and certainly Herb London is amongst the giants that we lost this past year. As you say, your oldest friend in New York, and as you write, a legendary public intellectual who succumbed to coronary disease at the age of 79.
That's right. And in those 79 years, he certainly packed them with a tremendous amount of both quantity, quality, and variety of experiences and accomplishments. He played basketball as a high school student. He went on to play basketball at Columbia University. He was recruited by the NBA and would have become a professional basketball player, except for an injury which kept him from doing that. He had a hit record in the late 50s. Went on to get his PhD at NYU, and then started the Gallatin Division, which is sort of a great books type of program. And speaking of great books, he was the author of 30 books. 30 books,
right.
The man wrote himself. I mean, I'm sure he read thousands. He wrote 30 himself.
Right.
And he was the kind of guy you could sit down at lunch, sit down at dinner, and bring up any topic, and the guy could talk to you in tremendous and fascinating depth about anything historical, artistic, scientific, literary, political, philosophical. I mean, a guy with a tremendous, tremendously wide and deep intellect, and at the same time, someone who's incredibly humble. Given all of his accomplishments, he could be, you'd imagine this guy'd be a big, pompous guy with a big head. Exactly the opposite. Very easy to read, easy to speak with, very approachable, and someone who always took time to help out and pay attention to people as they were coming up and establishing themselves. So really a truly, truly unique and in every good sense unusual American.
Without a doubt, and I got to tell you, DeRoy, that our audience experienced the quality and the depth of Herb London's intellect and his scholarship. It was, and no doubt, as you say, you know, quite profound. In reading, you know, your piece about him, I got to tell you, I got to admit to some jealousy because you got to know him on such a personal level. And it was like one of those things that I wish I could have been there at, you know, at your lunches because of the things that you shared. Herb and I shared a lot on the air and even, you know, in between breaks when commercials were playing. And he's just, like you say, such a quality individual. But I had no idea. I mean, it really, you know, took me back when, you know, because you're talking to an old disc jockey here out of Los Angeles. And not that I was around in quite the 50s. I was alive in the 50s, but I wasn't spinning records then. So I had to do some research and go, Herb London did a hit rock and roll record in the 50s. I said, oh, man, I got to check this out. So
very little he didn't do, from all I can tell.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to waste any time. In a way, he kind of reminded me a little bit. In fact, we were just talking about another artist out of New York, Harry Chapin. And Harry Chapin used to say, I just didn't want to get to that point in life that you get to and just say, I wish I'd have done that. And for some reason, I kind of sense this with Herb as well, is that, you know, whether it was basketball, you know, being a musician, you know, and obviously, I mean, his love of teaching, that's what I appreciated in our comments and our conversations, is that he was kind of like a professor's professor, wasn't he?
Very much so. And in a good way, he was very professorial. You know, you were talking about any topic you want, and he would give you very interesting historical background, cite authorities in that area, tell you about the most interesting thinking in that realm, what he read most recently. You know, he was always on top of everything from theoretical philosophy to current events. You know, from the front page of the Wall Street Journal to you know, deep thoughts from the Middle Ages, that sort of thing. And so he was very much professorial, very much avuncular. I think probably the adjective avuncular describes him.
Yes.
Everyone says he's like everybody's uncle here in New York.
Right, exactly.
And, yeah.
And he was one that would put his money where his mouth was. I mean, he activated himself, decided to run for mayor in 1989, New York, right?
Yeah, he actually was a political candidate on a number of instances. He ran for mayor of New York. Excuse me. He ran for governor on the conservative line and came very close to winning the as a third party candidate. Not winning. Forgive me. Coming in second as a third party candidate. If he had beaten the Republican, the GOP essentially would have become New York State's third party. That almost happened by a few thousand votes. And then he was the GOP nominee for comptroller, running with George Pataki when he ran for governor. Unfortunately, Herb didn't win. He was beaten by a man named Carl McCall, just kind of a standard issue Democrat controller. But he was the GOP nominee and ran in the fall on the GOP ticket at that time. And I remember going to a number of his campaign events. When he was running for, I believe he was running for governor at the time, I went up to Westchester or Rockland County, something like this, and followed him at an event and just kind of followed him around from when he left here in New York till he drove back. It was just very interesting to see a man go out and campaign and spend probably the better part of maybe like 6 or 7 hours with him as he was doing this. Tremendous energy, very amiable, shaking hands, talking to people, taking lots of questions, stating his positions, not trying to dodge or bob or weave or anything like that.
Exactly.
And he did this almost every day in his capacity as someone who had very strongly held beliefs and did his best to share them with others.
Well, we're talking with DeRoy Murdoch as we honor our good friend Herb London. DeRoy is a Fox News contributor as well as a writer for the National Review. And we've got more from DeRoy on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
On the mountain, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley, I will lift my eyes to the one who sees.
minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Geroy Murdoch continues. National Review writer, Fox News contributor. And we're honoring our good friend Herb London, who passed away. And many of you have wondered, because Herb was such a mainstay. He was on the air with us at least twice a month. And everybody appreciated his scholarship and insight. No matter the topic, international, domestic, it was absolutely awesome and an honor to have Herb on the air with us. And to say that we miss him dearly is quite the understatement. DeRoy, you know, we're going through, you know, some of the history of Herb London there in New York, that he was quite activated and, you know, put his money where his mouth was and was a change agent, whether it was, you know, running for state office or, you know, as a New York City mayor. You know, even starting, you know, NYU's Great Books, you know, which was a great division, you know, from the Gallatin division. So, you know, tell us a little bit about NYU's Great Books program.
Yeah, this is something that Herb started back in the, I think, early 70s, which is known as the Gallatin division. And essentially what it was and still is a part of New York University where students can come in. And as long as they read a certain number of great books, they can put together their own sort of individual study programs. And I believe Herb started this back in the 70s, essentially, to get away from the new kind of curriculum where, you know, you just sort of get together and hold hands and, you know, the students learn from each other's ignorance or something like this. And he wanted to make sure that people understood the Western canon, understood the basic writers like Shakespeare and Milton and Chaucer, folks like this, and make sure that you were exposed to these thinkers and their ideas, whether you agree or disagree, at least be familiar with them before you get a college degree. And he's launched that as the Center for, I think it's called Center for Individual Study, I think is what the original thing, the original name was,
right.
And eventually became known as the Gallatin Division. And he ran it until, I believe, the late, let's see if I can recall, I think it was the mid to late 80s, early 90s, something like that.
Right, 92, I think 92 is what
92, I think it was
right,
92
yeah.
or so, yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to other things. But he was very much a university professor, university administrator, and then was one of the founders of the Center for American Scholars, or a National Association of Scholars, excuse me. And those are essentially a number of people in the academy who are not fans of political correctness and all the sort of snowflake stuff that you've seen taking over so many campuses now, and trying to sort of bulwark against that kind of thing. And he was one of the leaders of that organization as well.
And, of course, in 2013, that's when he launched the London Center for Policy Research, right?
That is correct, and the London Center for Policy Research continues, even more so now that he's no longer with us. Those of us who are part of the London Center, I'm a senior fellow at the London Center, we feel even more dedicated than ever to extend and support and share Herb's legacy, his ideas, his beliefs, and the very deep scholarship in which he was involved and the kind of scholars he developed around him. And make sure that his ideas and his thoughts and his memory all live on through the London Center.
Well, I liked how Colonel Schaefer characterized him. He said he was a Renaissance man in all aspects. He was a peerless scholar, a visionary leader who knowledgeably and comfortably could discuss, as you and I were talking about, history, philosophy, art, science, and, of course, hey, how about the latest baseball scores, too, right?
Absolutely right. You bet. Herb read the sports page every day. He knew his sports very well. You know, anybody who didn't want to talk about you know, the Dark Ages, or you know, the philosophical thoughts of Derrida and the French philosophers of the 1960s, ask him what the Yankees did last night, or how are things looking for the Knicks, and instantly could tell you all about that and discuss that topic in great depth for anybody who wanted to talk about it with him.
What about his personal life? I mean, you know, we've talked a lot, but I mean, his family life. He had three daughters, right?
Yes, three daughters, exactly. Stacy, Nancy, and Jacqueline. His daughter, Stacy, people may know from you know, various shows she's done, What Not to Wear, and certain fashion-related type of programs. His daughters are very bright, very engaged, very well-reared and well-bred young ladies. And his wife, Vicky, of many years, was devoted to him and of course, was very supportive over the last few months as his health failed. I've known them all personally. I know, especially Vicky, I know quite well. And they've always been wonderful people. And certainly those of us who knew him had the opportunity to grieve with them at his funeral just about 3 weeks ago.
Right. Well, as I say, DeRoy, the time that you spent with him and being there in New York, I appreciate you taking the time to, share your personal experiences. Bring some added humanity to the man in terms of personal experience that you had with him. Can you share that with us?
Well, he was just, I described him to somebody at lunch today. We were talking about him, and the guy's just an ox. I mean, he's just a big guy. He was about 6'4", 6'5", even into his late 70s, even early this year when he was probably 78, 79 years old. He could out-bench press both of us. I mean, big, strong, strapping guy, always well-dressed, always smiling, and had a great sense of humor and tremendous energy. I mean, you just follow the guy around and look at all the different things which he was involved. And he never, until the last few months of his life, seemed to be tired or anything like that. Always buoyant, optimistic, and cheerful, and just a joy to be around, not just intellectually in terms of somebody from whom you learn something every time you talk to him, but someone who's just a fun company and really a wonderful, engaging gentleman and a mensch, as we say, who tried to make everybody around him happy and comfortable. And those of us who are lucky enough to know him, we're just very, very privileged ever to be in his presence.
When he shared with, as a professor, and he mentored these kids, which he considered a privilege and a responsibility, what were the most important things he would share with these kids?
Well, I never had him as a student in class, per se, but I know that, among other things, just sort of picking up on osmosis from people who knew him and conversations I've had, I think he wanted people to have an understanding, a broad understanding of the Western civilization, the Western intellectual tradition, whether you go back to the Greeks and the Romans, or you talk about the thinkers of the Enlightenment, or more modern philosophers, poets, economists, etc. I think his view was, whether you agree with or disagree with what's known as, quote, Western civilization, unquote, all of us Americans, people who live in this society, at least be familiar with and conversant with these big thoughts and these big ideas. And if, whether you think they're the bedrock upon which our society is built, which is what I think, or you think it's all a terrible cultural patrimony, at least be aware of it. And unfortunately, what's happening with a lot of folks is a lot of these things just aren't even taught anymore. And you'd think the left would teach them and say, okay, we're going to teach you these ideas, now we're going to explain you why they're bad ideas. And now what they very often do is just don't mention them at all. So you have zero exposure to them, which is probably the most criminal thing you can do. So I think in everything that Herb did, he wanted people to be familiar with the Western canon and understand it, at least appreciate it, but if nothing else, at best appreciate it, but at least at the very least be exposed to it, which, as I say, is more than is happening to a lot of people on college campuses today.
Well, DeRoy, very well said, and we appreciate your sentiment about our friend Herb London that you knew so well, a patriot who will thrive in our memories as you headlined, and may he rest in peace. DeRoy Murdoch is a senior fellow with the London Center for Policy Research, which Dr. Herb London had founded. He is also a contributor to Fox News and a writer for the National Review. DeRoy, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
You take care.
You too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We got to get $5 billion for the wall.
Less than a week until the deadline for a government spending bill to be adopted to avert a partial government shutdown. And President Trump is still threatening to let the government shut down if he doesn't get $5 billion for the border wall he's called for. And Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he's on the president's side.
We need to stand firm and get that done. And I do think, contrary to what Pelosi has said, I do think there are the votes in the House to get that done. I just hope our leadership puts that bill on the floor, the full $5 billion for the wall.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Former FBI Director James Comey, currently behind closed doors, being questioned again about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. Comey didn't respond to shouted questions as he arrived on Capitol Hill a short time ago. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live. I was
blinded. We're back with the America Just Like That, just the way you like us, fresh and very independent. Okay, a little sassy, but it's the holidays. What do you expect? Bill Martinez here. Ho, ho, ho. I'm out of my skull, Lou. I got to tell you, all this madness, I think it may be just getting to me. It's just been so wild. Lou Euler is with us, his infamous and recognizable chuckle he puts up with me. Founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, how you doing?
I am doing fine, and I really appreciate your sense of humor. It's great.
Well you got it. Exactly, you got to have it. And I want you to know it's not eggnog induced. Okay, not spiked eggnog. It's just you just have to laugh about it. Otherwise, it'll cause your skull to explode. Lou, I want to talk about this. Burgeoning budget, I mean, we are, again, approaching $22 trillion in, the modified debt. We're not talking the top line liabilities, indebtedness, which goes into, hundreds of trillions of dollars here. We're just talking about the $22 trillion that you see, the numbers whipping around as you go down, you head south, heading to Wall Street in New York, and you see those numbers tumble. Or if you go to BillMartinezLive.com, we've got the numbers tumbling as well. So all that to say is that sooner or later, somebody has got to, put a hole in these dikes here and cement these things up, because if we don't get a control on spending, and what I'm a bit concerned of here is that, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would love nothing better than to put Donald Trump in a, kind of a George W. Bush moment of, read my lips, no more taxes, because the president was none too happy the last time he was forced to sign the spending bill, and the GOP took a lot of heat on it, and so did Trump, but I'm not sure that he can withstand another signing like what he did last year.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And this farm bill,
yes,
that is being debated now and that will be probably passed and sent to him for a signature is really signals the problem we have. And that is we have a bunch of farm state legislators, Chairman Pat Roberts, senator, great senator from Kansas, but he's a captive of the farm bill and the farm interests there from his state. Mm-hmm. And as they're not imposing the kind of discipline on the food stamp program, requiring a proof of income and that sort of thing. And so 80% of this huge bill will be going to food stamps, and many of it to people who have plenty of income and assets, because we're not testing those properly.
Exactly.
We've got to do that.
Well, and this has been going on. I mean, we see videos of people doing this. I mean, anecdotal stories. We know that it's rampant, but when is the government, who that is supposed to be, you know, watching over the people's money, when are they going to take a stand on this? Because of the kind of wastefulness. I mean, waste is all over D.C. I mean, as Tom Coburn, when he used to write the government waste book, Lou, as you remember, I think the last one, he talked about over $400 billion in duplicative waste. And that's just at the top level and transactionally, you know, considering the budget. You know, we don't have to go anything real deep here. But, you know, right. at every turn, I mean, it's a kick in the gut to the hardworking taxpayers of America who want to support people who need the help. But if you don't need the help and you're gaming the system, shame on you. I mean, it is not fair to the hardworking Americans and their families that you basically are ripping them off, and things that we could be doing with that money and investing that money in a more fruitful manner, in a manner to which, you know, our government should be investing it. All that is being ripped off, and that's not right.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what can be done. If the president, for some reason or other, decides to sign this bill, which, frankly, I think he ought to reject, but if he does sign it, then he should direct his Department of Agriculture and the rest of the folks there that are in the business of aiding people to tighten the rules dramatically in both the farm area and in the extension of health care, so that you and I have talked about manning the oars, putting
yes.
more people back to work. And that's what we have to do with these kinds of rules, is if somebody is able to work, they should work.
Exactly.
And none of this nonsense. Okay. It's over.
Well, Lou, when you talk about the farm bill, because it's massive and there's so many moving parts, people can get confused on it, and they're, you know, and they can get the eyes, you know, like the, you know, in the headlights, like a deer, you know, deer in the headlights kind of expression here, because it can be so overwhelming. But, you know, as far as the farm subsidies themselves, you say it is a certainly a lesser percentage than welfare, but in all the other subsidies we do on behalf of the poor. But still, it's a good sized number. And that's what, you know, brings up the argument of corporate welfare, because we're helping some of these farming businesses that, you know, we're paying them not to grow food, not to do what it is that they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is goofy, right?
You're absolutely right. And it is time that we end corporate welfare at the same time we end handouts to individuals. We have to have the same kind of discipline. This International Monetary Fund and all these handouts are just crazy. And Trump is the kind of guy who's already laid down the markers, and now it is time to force the issue, and we'll be working with his administration over the next 2 years to try and make sure of this kind of outcome.
Lou, I'm concerned, if not now, then when? I mean, does the country have to be absolutely bankrupt to finally face the reality of our spending? Is that what it has to come down to? I mean, Trump right now is moving in certain ways like a Chapter 11 attorney who comes into companies that sees all these, you know, sacred cows and all this waste that goes on. And it's easy for somebody who's not attached to the family to make these decisions. This is what the Trump advantage is for we the people, is that he comes in, he's not part of the bureaucracy, he's an outsider, and looking at it like a business executive. He's making these, you know, what others would seem as hard choices, but for him, they're academic for survival. And, of course, they're going to resist because you've got too many people taking advantage of the system, gaming the system. They like it being stupid just the way it is. But Main Street America for a long time says, this is stupid.
No, you're absolutely right. And fortunately, during this discussion about building the wall, he is not engaged in trade-offs of the kind that so often happen, where he would say, okay, I'll sign the farm bill if you give me money for the wall. Mm-hmm. The wall stands alone, and that's the way these issues should be addressed.
Exactly.
Is it good to have the wall or bad? Not good to have it if you don't have farm subsidies. You know, those trade-offs are what we've got to stop, and we've got to look it straight in the eye and make responsible decisions for the future of this country.
And Lou, to your point, I think he brought that in full exposure the other day in the White House when he went toe-to-toe with Schumer and Pelosi and left the media in there to see the sausage-making. You know, Pelosi and Schumer goes, hey, now let's do this in private. And all the other, Trump goes, no, we're pulling back the curtain. We're letting everybody see the Wizard of Oz is here. And, you know, how do you like that stuff, right?
I thought that was a magical moment in the White House when he's sitting there and they want to close off the discussion. And he says, oh, this is good. Let's talk before the American people so they can see what kind of idiots we've got leading the legislature.
Without a doubt. Well, Lou, we got to leave it there. Yes, some of this is comedy, but some of it's real life. Most of it is. It's real money. Our money.
Right.
So I appreciate you, number one, having a sense of humor, because I think we cannot take ourselves too seriously, because then we're going to start jumping out of buildings, and that's not good. So Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, is always an honor and a privilege to have you on the show, and we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
A great joy to be with you each week. You bet.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. The holidays are upon us, and while it may be the most wonderful time of the year, between decorating, finding the perfect presents, and setting the dinner table, it can also be the most expensive. But with Facebook Marketplace, you can earn extra money and find the best deals right in your neighborhood. More than 1 in 3 people on Facebook in the U.S. use Marketplace every month, making it easy to buy and sell items. Last-minute shoppers can find one-of-a-kind gifts in their local area. Bonus, no shipping required. Robin Moreno is a lifestyle expert, author, and blogger.
You can also earn extra money by selling items you no longer need. Just snap a few photos of your item, write a brief description, and name your price.
This holiday season, Marketplace is a one-stop shop to get your shopping done. For more information, visit Facebook.com/Marketplace. That's Facebook.com/Marketplace.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bill Martinez live.
I can't hide, no, I can't keep quiet. It's like my heart's on fire, and I can't get over it, can't get control.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Pray it's a great holiday for you that you were enjoying. You know, this holiday season is so awesome. You know, you think about it. Of all the holidays we have, I mean, what other holiday but Christmas do we have, you know, 4 to 6 weeks in which to get prepared for it? I know for some people, it's like, I'd much rather it come and go sooner. But also, I'm grateful that we get to have family time. It's like every weekend you get to go and spend some time with family and friends and, you know, Christmas parties and all this. And this is a great way, I believe, you know, in the spirit of unity and peace on earth, goodwill toward all men to get together. Hey, good news as far as speaking of which, Christmas Day gas prices. I don't know if you saw this, but boy, it is going down. I mean, we're probably going to have the lowest gas prices that we've experienced in the last couple of years here across the country. And it's being reported all over the place. My son is paying, gosh, I think almost $4 a gallon in California. Of course, California is wacky. Here I fueled up at the gas tank in Florida, and I think we paid about $2.30 a gallon is what we paid. You know, so big swing, you know, almost $2 a difference per gallon from East Coast to West Coast. But, you know, that's why we love California so much. And we, you know, they're just, you know, an example of all the insanity that continues. Kenny Stein joins us right now. Speaking of issues, let's go across the waters here and get an update on what's going on with all these French protests over Macron's carbon tax disaster. And, boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot to be discerned out of what is going on there in France. Kenny Stein, Kenny is, just to give you a little bit of background, Director of Policy for IER. Kenny, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Glad to be on. Thanks.
Hey, so break it down for us. What do we need to understand about what's happening there in France?
Well, this is, as you said, it's officially a carbon tax, and but the actual revolt specifically was over the gas tax part of that carbon tax. Mm-hmm. And there were some new taxes that were supposed to take effect January 1st coming up here that would have the equivalent to per gallon would be 30 cents per gallon more in taxes on diesel and about 10 cents per gallon on regular gasoline. Uh-huh. But that was in addition to taxes that went up here in 2018. And that's in addition to more scheduled tax increases in the future. So
what do they think? They're California or something, huh?
Yeah, right. Well, their gas price is actually worse than California already. Mm-hmm. And then they're talking about pushing the price up even further. And finally, the people just, they had enough and they started protesting, and they haven't stopped. We're going on 5-6 weeks now that they just keep coming.
Are in the process of all this, I mean, Macron is now extremely vulnerable with what's going on. Also, the whole, you know, global warming issue is coming about. Is the whole global warming debate, is this going to blow up there in Paris, which has been the headquarters for, you know, climate control?
Right. Well, the timing of it actually was for the climate alarmists. It was very unfortunate because it came just a couple weeks before their big powwow over in Poland, mm-hmm. where they were, you know, they were going to advance, you know, we're going to advance the agreement. We're going to figure out how to do more. We're going to do more. But France, who was one of the leading proponents of all these taxes and reducing energy use and reducing carbon dioxide emissions, they're having an internal revolt and they're falling apart. Their whole carbon tax plan is falling apart. Mm-hmm. So the timing of it really undermined whatever momentum they were hoping to get out of Poland. And you saw just this weekend, they announced a big fanfare. Oh, we came to this agreement. Oh, happy la-di-da, hold mm-hmm. hands. They really didn't agree on much of anything. It was basically that we can't walk away with saying we didn't come up with anything.
Right. Well, Kenny, I guess, you know, with all due respect, I mean, for the, you know, climate alarmists, as you say, you know, I think that reasonable Americans are open for the conversation, but you've got to wade through all this, you know, politicization, this prejudice, you know, things that are abhorrent to science. We know that science has been prejudiced, especially if it comes from the United Nations. I mean, the fix is in, and it's like, wait, we're being worked here. Is there any place we can turn to get the facts to where, you know, for those of us that want to be good stewards of the resources that God has given us, who can we count on? We know it can't be Al Gore or the United Nations or, you know, Tom Steyer and go on down the line, you know, but we want to know, really, what is the truth of the matter here?
Right. Well, that's the problem. And this has become a politicized issue, unfortunately, because as you said, we all want to be good stewards of the environment. But mm-hmm. I think a good way for folks to try and see through some of this is that if someone is offering an idea and says, hey, this would be good for the environment, you know, all right, maybe they have something to say. But if they're saying that you must do what I say,
yes,
or else you don't care about the environment, that's mm-hmm. when your antenna should go up and say, wait a minute, this is more a political, this is the control message. This isn't really about helping the environment. So well, that's usually how I analyze some mm-hmm. statements, is that's how I divide the wheat from the chaff.
Right. And the thing is, academics have been greatly prejudiced. I mean, we've already seen what's happened. It's been weaponized there in academia to such a degree that if you don't go along to get along, they're going to find a way to get rid of you. I mean, that's been well documented. And that's a shame considering, you know, the amount of talent we've lost along the wayside here and the wasted time. But I think more than anything else is just the carnage of humanity. I mean, you got some brilliant people that, I'm sorry, disagree with the false evidence and the stuff that's going on. And, of course, you know, the government, you know, which is what Donald Trump is saying, is that, hey, it's no wonder we're getting this kind of these kind of reports, because we're paying for that kind of report. We're rewarding scientists to fudge the figures. As long as they give us what it is that we're looking for, our, you know, our preconceived notion, then they get more money. If they dare go against our beliefs and try to say that the world is actually round, well, then, you know, what kind of scientists are they?
It's true. There's a lot of intimidation in the academy now, and particularly in climate science, where you get grants from the government, you get grants from private foundations if you confirm the alarmist narrative. The people mm-hmm. that say, hey, wait a minute, this might not be that bad, they don't get money. They don't get tenure at universities. And, you know, they basically are shut out of the system. So
exactly.
It's very much they're all forcing the narrative here. And mm-hmm. that makes you question all of climate science. It really undermines.
Well, that's the thing that's frustrating, Kenny, to my point, is that, you know, for those of us that want to be reasonable and we want to, you know, consider, you know, our responsibility in stewarding our planet here, how can we do this when, you know, we're all, you know, we're all confused as to what's going on. And then, of course, what happens in our government, the people that get greatly penalized are the very people that, you know, that shouldn't be penalized, which is the poor. I mean, getting, you know, cheap energy, which is what we're getting now. I mean, because of these, you know, the eradication of regulations that were imposed on us by the Obama administration. You know, I mean, this was killing the middle class and particularly the poor people, because this is right off the top. I mean, this isn't, you know, I mean, they need energy in order to heat their homes and just deal with daily issues. And we're just, you know, clobbering them all in the name of this. You know, I kind of feel like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. I mean, where's the reality of, you know, climate science?
Well, and that's, you're right about these sorts of policies hit the poor the hardest. And that's what you saw in France. It was the working class and the middle class folk living in rural areas that they have to drive to work. They have to drive to get groceries. Like, they don't have an option. They can't take the metro. They don't have an option they don't have an alternative to their vehicles. So when you raise taxes on fuel, they pay more. And for people that don't make that much money, that are already kind of on the edge, that extra $500,000 a year in gas taxes can put them into the red.
Exactly. Well, what does this say to America? I mean, is America, you know, taking anything out of what's going on in the streets of France with, you know, policies that are clobbering the middle class and the poor? Is that translating to the Nancy Pelosi's and Chuck Schumer's of this age?
Well, that's what's interesting, is I think it actually has. You've even seen just in the last few weeks, as the Democrats prepared to take over the House, they've stopped talking about carbon taxes. They've changed over to this new Green New Deal idea, which is we just spend a bunch more money. They're not talking about the taxes and the economic restraint that they used to be talking about. And I think that's a direct correlation to this revolt you're seeing in France. They finally have been understood that this is not popular, so we're going to try this different tack, which is just subsidize all the things that we like and spend a bunch of money on, you know, windmills and whatever else they want to put into this Green New Deal.
Kenny, why can't they do the math? I mean, this is a mathematical equation, right? I mean, that, you know, anybody, I mean, a third grader can do the math on this and figure out that it's not sustainable. And meanwhile, as you say, you know, Democrats in true form, and like all, you know, aspiring socialists, it's like, if you only gave us more money, if we only had more time, then we could prove we're right. I mean, forget about all the other time and all, you know, how much money we've spent on green energy already, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's always more money to be spent, let's put it that way.
Well, I guess maybe if we went and took the money out of their bank accounts, it might be a little bit different. But I guess when you have access to the people's treasury, I guess it's kind of okay, right?
or you can just borrow it from China. That's what we're really doing.
Exactly. Kenny Stein is the Director of Policy for the Institute for Energy Research. Kenny, thank you so much for the insight. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose danger.